This is attorney Anthony Push with the Push & Win Law Firm. We get big results on even the most unlikely of cases. Give us a call today at 833-PUSH-WIN.
Or visit us online at pushwin.com. That's P-U-S-H-W-I-N.com.
We push, you win.
As all day today, we celebrate all things H-Town. Whether you are a native Houstonian or you're new to Houston, you might learn something new. You might, you know, take a trip down memory lane. We've had lots of notable Houstonians already joining the show. And right now, we continue that with one face that everybody knows in H-Town. It's Bun B, my friends. The man is right here with us right now on the Rule and Ryan Show. Hi, Bun B.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. You're such a part of the community. And first thing I want to ask you right off the bat, of all the things that you've been involved with, you've really helped the city rally under many circumstances. What was the most proud moment for you?
I would have to say the George Floyd March, because it really showed how united the city of Houston was at the time. Every walk of life, every gender, every race, every religion was out there together, united under the same cause. And that's kind of what Houston is. Look, we're not a perfect city. We have issues in the city that we have to deal with for sure. But when it comes to Houston, right, we will stand together and show the world who we are.
That is 100% so true. Whether it's tragedy, natural disaster, you know, to make a statement, all those things. I am pretty proud of our community, too, about how we do come together. But that march that you guys put together in the short amount of time you had it, my goodness, what a showing that was to the world. So, yeah, I would say you're right to have that as your number one, Bumpy.
And even celebration, man. I mean, the celebrations we've had in this city from the 90s with the Rockets. The Astros parade, right?
I mean,
it's crazy. What was the final number on that? Do you remember the final number? It was like a million people in the streets for the Astros that day.
I think the mayor said it was close to a million. It was somewhere between like 850 and a million. They couldn't really lock it in. So I think they just rounded it up. But that seems like a safe number, though, if you were down there.
Yeah, Bud B, I wanted to ask real quick, when you made the move from being more than just in music to more like philanthropy, like what was the first thing that you got involved with? You're like, hey, I'm going to use my my status as a celebrity to do good.
I'll be very honest. I wasn't really sure what my entry point would be. And so I went to the person that I felt not only would understand, but also would be able to help provide an entry point. And that was my pastor at my church. He was, you know, very instrumental in showing me, look, you don't have to look far. Typically, people very close to you, around the corner from you, that need help, all you have to do is just let people know that you're willing to help them, and people will show up. And he was absolutely right, you know. So Pastor Walter August from the Church of Bethel Family, I mean, that was really where I learned how to help sustain my local community. And then it just branched out, right? So you start in one general area, and then you try to replicate that situation throughout the city.
That's awesome. If you're just tuning into the Rule and Ryan Show in 104.1 KRBE, it's Bun B here on the Rule and Ryan Show. It's 713 Day. We're celebrating all things Houston. And, you know, Bun B, one of the questions we've had throughout the morning is, like, give us, like, your top three things, like your favorite place to visit, your favorite place to eat, and your first thing you show people when they come here from other cities. Like, you can give us your top three.
Typically, when people come into town, I will take them straight to the Breakfast Club. People typically get into town earlier in the day. So if they're in town by 2 o'clock, I'm taking them straight to the Breakfast Club. I want them to have a good meal in their stomachs as soon as they touch down, because Houston prides itself as a great food town. And so I like to prove that as soon as people get to the city. I just had lunch with a good friend last week, and I was like, what do you want? I'm like, you're in Texas, so what do you want? You want barbecue or Tex-Mex? And so he wanted barbecue. I'm like, okay, well, if you land near Bush, we'll go out to Burns Barbecue. If you land near Hobby, we'll go out to Killing. So it's not hard to find.
What about Tex-Mex?
Ninfa's Navigation, home of the fajita.
The original Ninfa's.
Yeah, and most people do not know that the fajita was created in Houston.
Bumby, I don't think I've ever asked you this before, because the first time I ever really saw you was you were on, like, First Take with Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless back in the day, defending Houston, because people, you know, you were going for it. That's when we were, like, with Dwight Howard, James Harden stuff. But my question is, did you feel betrayed when James Harden left us the way he did? Or did you just say, you know, it's his business, I understand?
I understand what it takes to try to be successful. And if you don't personally believe that you're in a position that affords you that opportunity, then it's best for you to leave. And look, he's not the only person. And you know, we have to find better ways of facilitating our athletes. Now, some guys just want to leave, and there's nothing you can really do about that, right? They've been here, mm-hmm. they tried it, and it hasn't worked, and they don't want to be here anymore. If they don't want to be here, let them go.
I hear that, but I mean, what about the people that have a contract, though? It's like, you know, what's the point of even having a contract?
Well, I mean, this is the nature of the business, right? Like, it's NBA, NFL. These guys are superstars, and they have a lot of power, and they know how to throw that power around. And look, for many years, the owners have had all the power. Right.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Players had to play where they were told to play, right, and really didn't have any strength in negotiation, and those things have changed now. And that's so this league has gone from an owner's league to a player's league. That being said, it's really good to see Chris Paul and PJ Tucker, former Rockets, in the finals. Well, we still kind of feel like we have a dog in this race, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, come on, PJ Tucker. I want him to get a ring.
They with us.
But that's one thing I've noticed about Houstonians, because I moved here 18 years ago, that this city loves to make people have a great experience here. They want to know, like, what did you love about Houston? What did you hate? You guys always want to make everyone happy. You want people to enjoy the food, the whole thing. I love it.
Well, it's Southern hospitality, right? We're kind of raised that way, to be good hosts to people, be well-mannered, make sure people can find their way around town, you know, and it used to be a lot different. You would be at a gas station and somebody will walk in and be like, hey, I'm trying to find my way to this, and I'm trying to get to Sugar Land. How do I get there from there? And we're always, you know, happy to give people directions. Sometimes we'll jump in cars and guide people. That's just the nature of how we're born and raised and bred here in Texas, at least at the very least. Be polite, you know?
But I'm kind of selfish, Bundy. I really want them just to love Houston. So I have to be as nice as possible to make sure they have a good experience.
Really
so they love H-Town.
But it's actually not selfish. It's actually some of the most selfless behavior you could exhibit, because it's not about you. It's about the city.
And I have been one of those people, and Bunby, one of those Houstonians who's given the ride when the people couldn't find their way. I was like, okay, let's go. So, yes, it is in us. Bunby, thanks for your time today. Happy 713 day. We always appreciate you. We love what you do for this city, and we love that you love it as much as us. Have a great day today, sir.
Thank you. Houston, have a great 713 day. We love you.